Kaiba's got the stats and he's the leader of the team. Mark's magic multi keeps the punters keen. Trainer's crunching numbers and he's saving his trades. Guzzy says he's calm but he's got people to spray. And there's Dan, he'll join in whenever he can. That's why we all call him the world's busiest man. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF.
Magic Round, the highlight of the regular season, is upon us. Let's hope it isn't ruined by more farcical sin bins. 18 in total in round 8. 18, the score that it feels like half my Supercoach team scored last week. Anyway, joined tonight by trainer Guardsy and Mark. Mark back from his sabbatical in Tasmania. Says he only wore shorts and a t-shirt. I think he's full of shit. Trainer, we're going to go straight to you because you have had a red hot round and I want to know how many green arrows you've had.
Yeah, I had a bit of a blinder this week. 14.28 and went up 8,000 spots to inside the top 10,000. So 9,861st overall.
Just ripped the application up. It's gone.
Yeah, out of application areas for the moment. Yeah, last week was the first week I really looked at my team and thought, yeah, like this looks like a strong team across the board, even with Jaden Campbell sort of sitting there not being played. And yeah, I managed to jag all the correct players playing. All except Sandon Smith, I lie. I didn't have him, but everyone else that went low, I dodged.
You're playing instead of him.
Tommy Starling. So
you're probably always going to do that.
Yeah, cost me 80 points, but yeah, who's going to play?
Cost anyway. You 1,500, that's what I hear.
Yeah, well, that's right. But yeah, like all the players I played, like, you know, Tamale and that all scored quite well, and Maddie Nicholson both picked up tries, whereas I didn't play Egan and Billy Smith and stuff like that. So yeah, just sort of stuck to my guns this week and it worked out well.
Guardsy, how did you go? Obviously not that good, but you told me you were calm, so you must have done okay.
Yeah, I didn't do as good as trainer, that's for sure, but I did pretty good. I scored 13-13, which saw me make 139 green arrows. So I'm now sitting 9,310. I got lucky. I brought in Drinky and threw the captaincy on him, and he delivered. So one of my pods played off.
Pod squad.
He was in the pod squad, and he delivered. So there you go.
He's not a pod anymore, unfortunately.
Is he still in the pod squad? How many people bought him in?
It's like 50% owned in the top 1% now. It's frigging ridiculous.
Right, so he was pod for not very long.
It's all right. We'll get another this week. Don't you worry.
Oh, I've got a little spot for you in the set of six, the old pod watch, the pod squad with Guardsy. And I've asked the boys if they can do a little pod as well, so they might have a little look around, find us a little sneaky pod. It can be a one-week play. It can be a pod right up to Origin time, or it can be a pod that'll get you all the way through Origin. That'd be ideal. Mark, back from Tassie. Difficult to watch the games down there?
They had the Good Friday game on 9GEM down there. Okay. That was on the telly on free-to-air down there. Luckily, KO travels. So
yeah.
not that I watched a lot of it. No, I watched the week before. I watched Mighty Parramatta Seals get up, but no, I didn't really watch much footy over the weekend. But 1,322 points for the King is dead. So the free fall has stopped for a week at least.
Tag on it.
About 4,000 green arrows, back inside the top 30,000, just 29,900 and something.
Oh, I'm still beating you. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, I think the total is you're 4 points ahead of me. I'm
smashing you.
Total, I think. I'm
logging you.
But I was saved by Drinky as captain as well. But unlike Trainer, I didn't have the foresight to put Billy Smith on the bench and play Bo Fuomo. So there was a few points riding the pipe.
About 100 difference.
And the team name lived up to itself today. The King is dead. Fuck the King. What a grub. I'm with you, Guardsy.
Okay.
Actually, fuck Cole Flanagan more than the King.
Yeah, Jesus. He dead set won't pass him the ball, will he? I think at one point I was yelling. Mary's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, there's a 3-on-1 and he's gone short. What is happening here? Unbelievable. Absolute saints.
Cole got my message in the mail. I'm stoked.
Yeah. Can you stop paying him for the love of God? I scored 12.48, so I'm down about 3,000 spots to 29,392 overall, and that's where I'm going to leave my team because it is rubbish, and I'm aware it's rubbish, and I'm not sure how I'm going to get myself out of the hole because I've only got one boost left. I feel like I'm trading to absolute deadwood every week, even though it seems like a good idea, but then in retrospect, not so good. The Playing for Sheep Stations League, still time to get on. The code 312457. So if you want to tell your mates, we're very close. 42 still in there. So I know we've got more listeners than that. So I'm not sure why the people who are listening, they're either doing worse than me and have no chance of winning, and don't want the embarrassment of putting themselves in there where everyone can see. But let's build it up. The round winner. Very own Matt Traynor, well done. One of the Shepherds finally cracked the round win after round eight. It's only taken us 8 rounds. 14.28, as you said. But some notable mentions are Slippery When Wet, coached by Ed. The Chicken Hawks, coached by Alex. Alex is the one who Jamie gave a rev up to the week before about how far he was languishing behind. And the Ashley Shark, coached by Damon, all scored over 1,400. So pretty close to your score, Traynor. They were just under 1,400 in the teens. So pretty good effort there. And we've got LeBong James, coached by Adam, still leading 1,400th overall. So very close to sliding into the top 1,000. A couple of things could have gone his way, and I think he would have been in that top 1,000 overnight. You can look at the league. I had a look, and he was sitting at about 890th before the last few games. So not far away, LeBong. Well done. We'll go straight into Team List Tuesday. Mark, have you done a bit of work on the Team List Tuesdays now that you're back?
I had a look at the teams this afternoon. Yeah, obviously all games at Suncorp this week. The first game.
Has any stop before you start? Has anyone looked at the weather?
Yeah, it looks
You said
okay.
there's a
There'll be
bit of
some
rain
rain around.
on Saturday into Sunday, but
Okay. Was it?
I'd read a story they relayed like 60% of the turf on the field or something.
Yeah, right.
So,
Okay.
in preparation. Anyway. First game of Magic Round, 6 p.m. Friday, Sharks and Parramatta. It's a shame we're not there. They could ruin our weekend early.
This is usually when the Knights play someone or
No, nah, it was the Raiders and Manly, I
Manly and the
think, wasn't
Raiders.
it?
Yeah, I don't
I
know.
can't remember.
They held it for a couple of years.
Anyway, for the Sharks, Iro back from his injury, replacing Harodi,
Have you
who
noticed on the NRL website where they've named
BL.
KL Iro? I thought we had a middle order batsman from India lining up in the centres
Oh,
for the Sharks because he's just gone to KL.
yeah.
Weird.
Could have a 14-year-old debutante, could we?
Don't know.
Anyway, the only other change for the Sharks, Hamlin Ewele onto the bench. For the Eels, Kelma Tuilagi lasted a week before he got suspended. Charlie Geimer comes in to replace him. This could be a big game for Nicho Hynes owners like myself. I'm banking on him airing the Eels a new one. Cool.
Please.
Actually scoring a course. He'll be scoring nearly 80 or something in a Golden Point game. Would have been higher if he spotted that field goal. But anyway, come on, Nico. Wet the hair, mate. Let's go.
I'm nowhere near as confident as I used to be that he's going to turn up, that's for sure.
The second game on Friday night, the pride of Brisbane, the Dolphins, get the prime time Friday night game against the Roosters.
Love they get the same treatment as the Broncos and get an away game.
Yeah, I know. It's good, isn't it? Anyway, the Roosters, they're 1-17 from their Anzac Day mauling of the Dragons. For the Dolphins, Felice Kaufusi comes in for the injured Daniel Saifidi. Jeremy Marshall-King named to return. Did you see that cut on his leg?
Yeah, pretty
That
gross.
was pretty gruesome. And then it got infected, so that's knocked him around. He's back. Kurt Donohue back on the bench. Pushes O'Sullivan and Sir Kenneth Bromwich to the extended bench for the
Max
Dolphins.
Plath, not named for those that went
Max Platt
on
out as
him.
well.
Anyone you're thinking of playing Sandon Smith this week against the Dolphins, or are you going to stick and leave him on the bench?
I'm playing.
He's in for Starling.
Yep. Okay.
Righto, we get to Saturday, 3 p.m. The Souths up against the Knights. Should be a cracking game. The Bunnies have what seems to be 23 changes again, and the Knights, they're just shithouse. So, what a game of footy. You may as well spend the afternoon at the Caxton here and
Yep.
get some beers into you. But anyway, Latrell suspended for a week. That sees Jai Gray go to fullback. Surprisingly, Whiten goes to 5'8", Aitken to the centres. So, Bennett doesn't really have a lot of faith in the young Pommy halfback
Do you reckon he's
Lewis
learned his name yet?
Dodd. Interestingly, there was Big Fat Boy Schuster on the extended bench. I think he's played a couple of New South Wales Cup games off the bench. So,
Well, he's played at
who
5'8", I
knows?
saw.
Who
Because he's
knows?
been playing at 5'8". He
Anyway.
snapped three tries last week, you useless prick.
And then for the Knights, the other Saifidi, Jacob. It's Jacob who plays for the Knights, isn't it? Anyway, the other Saifidi. And Adam Elliott return, which sees Thomas Cant drop to the extended bench. So he's possibly not such an urgent sell this week because he won't drop
Yeah,
any
you were happy with that.
money.
You were happy with that trainer, weren't you? Because he can just sit there and you don't have to make the move this week and he won't lose your money.
And
Yep,
also,
very
sorry,
happy.
for South, Hubner returns on the bench.
Yeah, Jai Arrow stays at lock. So that if you own Hubner, I think it's time to get out of there.
The 5:30 Saturday game, Warriors and the Cowboys. Only one change for the Warriors. Tamari Martin onto the bench for Jacob Laban. And the Cowboys are 1-17, so not much team change action in either of those teams.
Yeah, for those looking for a cheapie, Robert Darby has earned that spot because Braden Burns is back playing Q Cup, so it looks like it's his spot to lose from now. He would be chasing last week's points a little bit because Matt, you identified that his scores before that were 30s and 40s, maybe
Yeah,
even later,
if
20s and
40s, they were
30s.
like 20s and 30s.
20s and 30s. So cheap enough, 320 or 330,000 or something like that, I think. Pretty good minus break even this week. So if you want a quick cash grab and you want to get out of somebody and you need 100 grand to upgrade to somewhere else, he's not the worst. But yeah, pretty light on cheapies this week.
Especially when we go through the next game, the Tigers and the Dragons at 7:45 on Saturday night. The Tigers are 1-17. But for the Dragons, a few changes here. Ilias punted by Coach Flanagan, but his shit son retained in the halves. So I don't even know how to say his name. Lycan King Togia. Is that how you say his name? I don't even know.
That'll do.
Anyway, he starts at 7. Egan named to start this week. So no doubt after he's been named on the bench and started, he'll start from the bench this week. And Lane Lure will start, who looked like he would have rather have been anywhere else than on the football field on Anzac Day last weekend. Hamish Stewart returns, named to start at lock. Jack DeBellin goes to the bench, but probably importantly for those cheapy backline hunters is that for now, no for now, not even for later,
No.
no for now. Corey Allen has been named on the wing there for the Dragons,
How many
but
more weeks is Tui Pilotu away? Like, is he about?
so this
It was
is
4 to 6 originally.
and
Is
so
this week
he's.
three?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I looked on the NRL injury list, but and it still says TBC, so I don't know if it's.
So it
Don't know
could
what
be
the
like.
story is.
Plenty of team changes there, but as we alluded to it in the opener, the big change Flano needs to make is just to tell his son to pass the fucking football
Yes,
pole.
that'd be ideal.
Holy. Righto, that's the Saturday games. The Titans against the Bulldogs kick off the Sunday action at 1:50.
How good. We only have to wait till 1:50 for footy, and it goes all the way through to about 8:30. Yeah.
Anyway, for the Titans, Jamin Jolliffe and Gray, they're both out of the squad. David Fifita relegated to the extended bench. Des Hasler, the Nutty Professor, strikes again.
I did see that Des did his compulsory press conference early this morning before the team lists were announced, so he didn't have to take any questions about David Fifita being dropped. So
Anyway, he's named the Temu versions of Fasua Malawi and Haas in Isaac and Cleese. They come onto the bench, and Pahulu, who I thought was actually pretty good for him last year, but he must have had a run-in with someone there at the Titans because
he's been injured.
this is his first game of the year, I think,
He
isn't
might
it?
have been injured.
Yeah, I agree. He was really good for them at the back end of last year.
Anyway, for the Bulldogs, they've got a few on remand in Silverwater Prison at the minute. Tupanua, Curran, and Burton all suspended. So Tilly's probably lucky not to be in jail for that knee on
Which
Piakura.
one, the first one or the second
How
one?
did he not get even
Sin.
sent to the sin bin, let alone sent off for that?
He should have been sent off. And how do they go back 8 sets of tackles in the Tigers game and send a bloke off, Pole, I think, and they don't go back and send Burton off? Give me a break.
Anyway,
Like,
I was whinging about that all weekend. Every time they went back and sin binned someone, I was like, fuck's sake.
Dogs
What
fans
about
that said
Burton, the
that.
headgear dog?
Like the Dogs fans that said the referee did everything to keep the Broncos in it. My God, there could have been They could have been down to 10 at one point.
Yeah.
Dogs fans are imbeciles, so they don't really matter.
Very true.
Anyone that's listening, bad luck.
Anyway, for the Dogs team this week, Haywood goes back to six. Saluka Fifita into the front row for Curran, and Curtis Moran and Blake Taff come onto the bench. So that's the changes there for the Bulldogs. It'll be interesting to see how the Bulldogs go, because they had their tyres pumped up before that game against the Broncos. They hadn't really played anyone of note. They got
Blown away in one half.
Bullied though, didn't they? Like, really?
Yeah, but by probably the best front row pairing
Yeah,
in
they did.
comp,
But now
so.
they've got to cope with those three blokes out. It'll be interesting to
And
see how they back out the Titans, if they're ever going to beat them. Fair dinkum.
surely the Titans don't beat
Oh,
them.
you wouldn't think so.
The Doggies couldn't have played much worse than they played against us. See, they made so many handling errors in their own end, which they haven't done all year, and their
Yeah.
discipline was obviously fucking cooked.
And their
So,
second half was heaps better than the first half.
yeah.
Now, we've got 4 p.m. Sunday. We've got the Panthers versus the Broncos. Broncos with another leg up, an away game at Suncorp. How you blokes don't win the comp every year is beyond me. Anyway, Casey McLean's time into impersonating an NRL centre has come to an end. He's out of the team, replaced by Luke Garner. Brad Schneider not listed at all, so he must have picked up an injury in that game. He's not even on the extended bench.
An eye injury. Didn't he get poked in the eye or something? Got a fractured eye socket or something?
Not sure. Anyway, Trent Poliakk
Didn't he
dropped
go
off
off
the
because he
bench.
couldn't see? Is that, am I dreaming that? I
I
thought he
don't
went.
remember.
Anyway, carry on.
Then for the Broncos, Ricky returns from injury in the back row. Piekura drops to the bench, smoothie to 18th, meaning that Willison stays on the edge there for the
Did
Broncos.
you like him on
So,
the edge?
Yep.
yeah, he did a good job.
you'd hate to be a halfback with him running at you, wouldn't you?
Have heard reports that Madge is going to keep him there probably long term, and just switch it up a little bit, like give him a lot more time there on the edge, which I think is outstanding for him. And
Yeah, I read something similar. Said they're going to give him, yeah, like to sort of stints there and stints in the middle. And I'm assuming, like, I don't know, like his rotation, he's still got those two back rows on the bench, which is weird, but I don't know.
one of them seems to find trouble every week, so.
Yeah.
A bit of a two for one having those two blokes. Like Piakura can find a head knock and a knee at the moment.
Yeah. Well, he's well. He might need to, given the way Reynolds went down last week, he might need Smoothie back on the bench. He might need three options in the halves there towards the end of the game.
Mate, he looks like he gets shot about 8 times, Reynolds, in every game. Hard in mouth
Ezra's
as a
back
Broncos fan, I'm sure.
next week.
Then to finish up Magic Round, we've got the Storm up against the Raiders Sunday. Well, what's that? 6:25.
Six
This is,
fifteen.
oh, 6:15, whatever.
Probably match of
Bit
the round,
after.
really.
Anyway, it's usually when the Storm come on and head Parramatta's ass to them at Magic Round,
No, that was Saturday night when they. Oh,
but.
Ryan Pappenhausen off the bench.
Anyway,
Not that I'd guard.
the only change for the Storm is Kama Kamika's name to return on the bench. The Raiders, they're 1-17. They're a pretty settled team at the moment, the Raiders.
Their back rowers are killing it.
That's teamless. There you go.
And Big Nass named at 22, so he's on the extended bench after spending some time in Q Cup last week. So
After that head knock, it took it. Well, Warbrick's still not named anywhere, so he must have had a ripping head knock. And I assume Asafa Solomona got his when he knocked Nick Meaney into
yeah,
next week, did he?
I
So
think so.
Nick Meaney's head's obviously harder than you think, too,
How about the helmet
with the
Nick
big
Meaney was?
headgear he had
Did you
on.
see the helmet he was wearing? How good. Nick Meaney. That is a real headgear dog.
Yeah,
Thought he was flying a helicopter or
well,
something, just a little
that
monarchy. That's me.
very good. That's a good one, Guardsy. And that segues beautifully into the chin list for you. 18
Yeah.
sin bins, Guardsy. So I'm expecting this to be quite long and extensive.
I've did everyone a favour. I've kept it short and sweet.
Okay.
I've got a few honourable mentions, but we'll just put all the refs in one category to start, I reckon, because I don't think there was a single ref on the weekend that had a good performance. Maybe Trainer's Man White was all right. I'm prepared to say he's now the best ref in the comp. by
I've only
far.
been telling you the whole season.
But besides him, there were seven absolute fucking dumb fucks with whistles in their hands who had no idea what they were doing. And then you add in the touchies and the bunker. Touchies were missing the shots that were actually high, but then calling stuff that wasn't high. Like, it was all over. And then
The
the
game
bunker.
that Belinda adjudicated, there was two overturned high shots or something.
Belinda had that many challenges and she lost them all. She's got no idea.
Ballsy was
Bunker.
pretty much the same. I was watching him and I was thinking, mate, every time they challenge, this bloke gets it wrong. He's got no idea.
And then these dumb fucks in the bunker who are just going back 5 minutes to award a penalty. But then at the start of the round, when they called it back, they didn't blow a penalty for him. They were just putting players on report and then saying, all right, let's play on. But then the last like three games at a round, they were going back and giving the team penalties.
Yes, they changed their mind halfway through the round.
Like, and then they've come out at the end of the round and said, no, basically everyone's fucked up. So why'd you wait till the end of the round to tell them all that they fucked up? How about tell them at the end of the game and fix it?
Very strange. Very strange.
Anyway, we'll get on to the honourable mentions for the refs because there was a couple of things I wrote down. We'll start with Jared Sutton because he reffed the Broncos game. And he had an absolute fucking stinker. First of all, how Burton was not sin binned for concussing Walters. Walters had to go off for a HIA, so he didn't fake it. He actually went off. Like, he come back on and scored a great try at the end, so get that into you, Matt Burton. But how Burton wasn't sin binned is an absolute shocker. That was one of the worst ones at around.
He was equally up there, yeah. A couple of his teammates probably exceeded
But
his.
then, like, he doesn't get sin binned, but then Mariner gets sin binned for
He should.
belting him into Mariner. Like,
And I don't reckon Montoya should have got sin binned either when the bloke fell into his chest, pretty much like.
that was definitely Jared realizing he fucked up by not sin binning Satilli, I thought.
Yeah.
But how Satilli was not sin binned for doing a UFC move, like,
I truly believe if you're not getting sent off for that, what are you getting sent off for?
that was as blatant. That's as blatant as you get. So
You're gonna
fuck
have to
you.
pull a handgun out and shoot someone, I think, before you get sent off now.
And then Michael Ennis is on the list too because he commentated that game, and the whole game he was just absolutely pulling himself every time the Dogs did something. I would have hated to be in the commentary box with him because he was dead set. Every time they did something semi good, he had a semi. It was ridiculous. Next, it's the badge. She's on the list, boys, because she
I
had a
like the
stinker.
badge.
She had a stinker when she sin binned Jake Clifford for pulling back, was it Weaver or someone?
Tom Weaver,
But
yeah. They're already offside.
she said before that it can't be a try because Mo is offside. But then she played on and sin binned a bloke after the bloke was already offside.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio and I was quite confused. It
She
was still
literally.
confusing with the visual.
I'm still
Very
confused.
confusing, with more confusing, I think, with the visual.
She literally came up with it straight away. She goes, all right, Mo Fotuaker's offside, so it cannot be a try. Now we'll look at the contact from Clifford. I was like, what do you mean? That's the end of it right there. There's no, and then we'll look at it's over. You fucking imbecile. Like, seriously. How do they not know simple rules? It's their job. Next is the rest is just Belinda, boys. So I think it's fair to say Belinda proved my point on the weekend that she's not capable of being a ref. She had an absolute stinker. It was one of the worst performances I've seen in a while, and that's
She
saying
come
something.
in for she
She
come
came
in
in for
for
Liam Kennedy.
yeah.
Who had a
Poor old
stinker.
Liam Kennedy sitting at home going, I made half as many mistakes and I've been hooked.
First of all, the first thing I've got is she penalised Garrick for a push on Jenkins, but I never saw the push. I'm still waiting for it. There was never a push. And then what really got me was when Summerton went over. She never saw the ball touch the ground, yet she awarded a try. Isn't that basics? If you
Basic.
don't have the ball on the ground, you can't award a try. You can't just say, I think you might have scored and award it. You got to see the ball on the fucking ground, Belinda. And then I've only got one more. I was like, we could go all night with Belinda. We really could. There was that much I was
Jamie's
critical.
got a fair bit to say about Belinda as well.
She doesn't get the three, I'm off him too. He can nut himself to the chin list. Anyway, it was this one. I wrote this down. I was that angry about it. She went back a set and binned him, then gave a penalty too, even though she missed it live. So she missed it completely. Didn't blow a penalty. Nothing. And then she went back and fixed her fuck up when she shouldn't have.
Very good, Guardsy.
Let's
Okay.
strap in for next week. I've just had a look ahead
One
to who's reffing the Broncos this week. It's the bald dog.
more. That's great. There was one more thing. One more thing that really pissed me off, she did. Every time she blew a penalty, the face she made like she was judging everyone pissed me off.
Oh, God. Thanks,
Oh, well,
Guardsy.
listen. So we got Baldy on the weekend. Great. Thanks.
Yeah, and Belinda doesn't have a game, and Wyatt has Tigers Dragons. So,
Belinda's been dropped after 1 week.
yeah, Belinda's been hooked. Liam's back. He's got one of the early games. Oh, Knights Rabbits, maybe.
Okay, so we've got Jamie's little bit to add this week. He says, "G'day, Shepherds. After a week of record sin binnings, the inconsistencies from our great adjudicators seem to be getting worse." Belinda Sharp, 3 points. You'll be happy with that, Guardsy. He goes in to say McLean's high tackle on Turbo was so soft even Turbo didn't know what the penalty was for. Penalised Papali'i for a dangerous lift. He lifted one leg while the other foot was still on the ground, and the one leg up didn't even get above the horizontal. Had two of her head high tackle penalties overturned by the bunker, one being McLean headbutting Turbo's thigh. She sent TKO off about half an hour after a high tackle and had less force than McLean's headbutt. So he said, "There's more that I could add, but I didn't." Bit like you, Guardsy. I think the list could have been very long. Jared Sutton, 2 points. He sends Tupanua off for a high tackle when he got bumped off by his own player, and Montoya for standing his ground and copping a forehead to the chest, but doesn't send Tupanua off for kneeing Piakour in the head twice. Plenty more in that game as well, but they're the big highlights of how they stayed. He's 1 point to Chris Butler. He let two forward passes go that led to tries, then called one back that wasn't forward to deny a Titans try. Gave soft penalties for high tackles, six agains, and a couple of soft sin bins. And then he says, "Dave, I forgot to answer your question last week about how much footy I watch." He said one of his jobs is working on a farm where he spends a fair bit of time on a tractor, so listens to every game on the ABC and watches the rest. Probably catches six games a week and then does the replays for the others. So Jamie's a man that watches a lot of footy, a bit like us, and good to see you.
I'm gonna say that that's the first week we can agree on our 3-2-1.
Very
He's
good.
nailed that. That was perfect.
Awesome.
I said it to you boys during the week. I said at the end of the game, I said I would have loved to have sat in on Belinda's review of that game. It would have been
It's pretty
great.
poor.
Oh.
It's look, I think the speed of the NRL is just a bit too quick for her. And I think she gets caught in awkward positions. And it's like you said, she just assumed that ball was down because it looked okay. But you're right, you can't do that. She's not in a good position. I watch her referee a game like the New South Wales Cup when it's on telly, and she's fine because it's just not as quick. And
To be
she's
fair,
got a bit more.
I've watched her do the women's State of Origin and she stunk up there as well.
But they're a bit more elite than her capabilities as
I'm
well,
just
Brock.
saying. So it's she stinks it up no matter where she goes, in my opinion.
Fantastic chin list where Jamie and Guardsy finally agree. First time for everything. We'll go into the set of six. Straight up, first hit up. Tackle one. Are the Shepherds starting enough to generate cash to bolster their teams? If yes, who are the target nuffs? That question comes from Johnny Sins. I don't think it's the original Johnny Sins. Question's not hard enough.
You're an idiot.
Are you starting to look, especially this week where we talked briefly in the team list that there's not a lot of cheapy options? Are you looking enough in certain positions? And are there positions that you're more likely to nuff than others? Do you want to start us off?
I can. I'm not looking enough yet, but well, I already have one in Simpkins in the front row who I had from the outset. If you're looking enough, it's got to be in those positions that have lots of reserves or you can have a dual, enough who's a dual, so you can flip them up and down to give you that flexibility in your squad. So centre wing, second row forward, front row forward, second row,
Yeah.
style action.
Not a lot of cheap 2RF centre wings, so that's a bit of a tricky one this year that you can't get somebody bottom-ish dollar into that as well.
Trainer, your thoughts on nothing, or are you just going to keep trying to get players that generate cash?
Yeah, still a bit too early. I think, like, looking at my squad, I've generated plenty of cash, but still don't quite have enough money to have everyone that I want to have, sort of thing. So I think I need to keep building the bank. Nothing out doesn't make any
Is
sense
it
to me
hard to
so
do that
far.
this week? Is it hard to do that this week to downgrade and then upgrade?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's probably very limited options in who you can downgrade to this week. Yeah, there's some low break evens out there, but I don't know how many of them are actually going to be good options.
Might get stuck with a guy that's had one good score and then that rolls out and you're back and you're gonna have to trade again.
Yeah, I can think of one bloke there that I traded in initially at the start of this week and I didn't like it. Hugo
Like Derby.
Savala.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hugo
Yeah.
Savala. So he's halfback,
Halfback,
second
second row.
Yeah.
That's a
Like,
funky duel, that.
I like the dual, like something different. And obviously good buy coverage there and stuff, but his scores suck. And like he had one week where he's done something and he only got 60. Like as soon as that 60 rolls out and goes back to 20, so you're stuck with a bloke there that's 230K.
Yeah, coming off the bench in limited minutes.
And if he got out of Connor Watson's way, it would have only been 50.
Who plays at the Roosters then, when, like, who partners Walker? And Walker's not that far away.
Yeah, that's right. Sandon's definitely going to partner Sammy, and Sammy's going to be back in what I don't know, somewhere in Origin there. So you might not even get all that buy coverage out of him that you're maybe hoping for. And I don't think he's going to generate that much money, so I just don't like it.
Yeah, so Guardsy, are you looking enough, or are you happy just to keep trying to generate cash?
Generate cash, but I can understand if you got like, I do still have the three of them, so I could understand someone. I've got Kant, Hubner, and Egan, so I wouldn't hate it, I guess, if you downgraded one of them to a bottom dollar guy who's
Yeah,
got
but
your
if you're gonna not like,
upgrade.
wouldn't you be better off going someone like a Piakura on the chance that he might get a game of doing something, or you more, like you can't really you don't have to worry so much about AEs anymore because of the flex, right?
Well, yeah, Royce Hunt's gonna sit on my bench all year, so.
So
But
you
I'm just
can't
saying,
carry
like,
two
you
different.
could, like, if you're going to do that, say you're going to downgrade a Kant or Egan to upgrade one of them to, say, I don't know, someone who's playing over Origin, like a Preston, someone like that.
Give the practical example and sell both this week. You've got to downgrade one, and you want to upgrade one to Preston, and you've got zero money in the bank. Who do you buy as the other two RF?
I don't know, I haven't looked because I'm not looking to downgrade.
I don't think there is anyone cheap enough that you
Yeah, but
can.
that's like Piakura is pretty much bottom dollar. That's probably as much as he's been stinking it. Like, it's a lot harder now that he's sort of named Willison as that starting back row, I guess. But
I think
I don't know.
I just don't want to get. I'd rather Nuff stuck with a bloke that's got the potential to score 15 or 20 every week. He's going to go nowhere, and I can't do anything with later on. I'd rather just have enough and say, well, that position's gone. I've made plenty of cash. I'm sitting at 14, 8, whatever. We talked a couple of weeks ago that you probably need to get to 15 million to be able to get to your side. Some tough decisions probably need to be made. You don't need to carry like four primo centre wings and then Shibasaki and like blokes of that calibre at that 500K mark. You can get rid of a couple of them and just have one more bloke in there if you've got a few trades. I think that's how you then upgrade to your five good second rowers and get your guns in there. You've got to at some point, I think at some point you've got enough to pick your best 21. Because if
I
you just
reckon
have,
after Origin's probably a good time they'll start looking.
I don't have the time to wait because I'm
I've
so
just
far
had a
behind.
look though. At second row, your options are really only someone that's 2RF front row, which still isn't too bad this year when you've got guys like Tino and Big Red. It gives you that option of moving blokes up and down.
The other one that I've looked at that I thought I might do is a guy named Kalani Going.
That's who I was just looking at as well.
He's a hooker, 2RF, and we talked about later in the season. I think we talked about it last week, didn't we? We
Yeah,
wouldn't mind
Connor
having
Watson
Watson
or
and potentially
McInnes.
McInnes. There's a guy that you can sit in either one of those spots and have the other two and him and rotate them through as you need to pick players up. So it's all about timing to pick him up. He's bottom dollar and he's got that great 2RF hooker, the same as those two blokes who I think we talked about last week as being potential hookers. Then you can have one in the second row as well, which can be a guy if you need to because of buys or something like that. So, all right. Buy around targets that 100% don't play Origin. This is tackle two. In the centre wing, halfback, and centre wing and halfback mainly. I think that's probably where we're trying to fill out some spots. And I think if you're going to buy someone now, you want to 100% know they're not going to play Origin from now. So someone like Bradman Best might still play Origin. Otherwise, if he doesn't play, I think he's a pretty good option.
So what were the positions, centre wing and half
Centre
back?
wing and halfback 5'8", so in that area. So
Nico Hines, obviously.
yeah, I had Dill Bags as well because he's got that dual halfback 5'8" Parramatta play. The main buys only 12. They only play around
Sharks have a
12.
good run over the Buys, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they play 12 and 15, not 18.
So you could look at
So
like a Ronaldo.
yeah, because he's Kiwi. Herbie's another good one. They play 12 and 15, not 18. Garrick plays 12, 15, and 18. He's not playing Origin.
Does Storm cover a couple of the big five?
Only
Is there
one, I think.
only one?
Only one.
I was going to say Jerome.
The guy in the halves that I'm actually thinking about going, what if Cleary gets named, is Isaiah Katoa. I think they're not going to lose a lot of players to Origin, so they're playing pretty well. He's averaging, even on a bad week, 50 is his sort of floor. I think he's getting better. They played 12 and 15, but not 18. So if you get the early buy round coverage and then gone, I think that's pretty handy if you can try and save a few trades with those blokes that play the early buy coverage and then make some buys. But that's kind of where I thought in that space that, Garrick, Herbie, Kiraz plays all the main buy rounds as well. So he's a guy that I think won't, like, he's, I wouldn't, I'm pretty sure he's 100% not playing Origin with what we've got available.
Jesse Ramian's pretty cheap right now as well.
Yeah, so there's a few options in the
Dana loves
centres
him.
and that half 5'8" kind of spot. I think there is only Dill Bags, Nico, maybe Katoa in that 100% not playing Origin. So this leads into the second or the third tackle in the second part of this kind of Origin chat. With it being the year of the big man and Haas, so people are listening because they're starting to say it's the year of the big man, which I've been spruiking. I love that. With Haas, Tino, and maybe May, do you reckon May plays Origin?
He should.
You reckon he does, though?
Well, if he doesn't, Laurie Daly's a fucking dumb fuck.
Yep. Okay, so we'll take that as yes.
I'll
I'd
be surprised if he does.
be surprised if he does.
Who does he pick over in besides Payne?
They'll pick friggin' Spencer Lenu.
Okay,
Off the
Spence is good
bench.
for 20 minutes.
Yeah, who's their other usual starting front rower?
They had Barnett last year.
Yeah, I reckon he'll pick him again.
No.
He was an
Laurie
animal in
Daly's.
Origin last year.
Yeah, but Terrell May's an
When
animal just in general.
Trbojevic played, did he play 13 last year
Yeah,
for 12
for
minutes?
about 8 minutes, and then Yo came on and played the rest.
Yeah. So Yo will be lock. And then they're going to have all those back rowers on the bench that they'll play through the middle, like Olakau'atu and Hudson Young. And
No, I reckon just let Hudson focus on Canberra.
I say let Hudson focus on fucking up Queensland, mate.
Yeah. So what do you.
I reckon Hudson's more likely to play New South Wales than Tyrrell Mays. Don't get me wrong, I think that he's earned it and would be a good selection, but I don't know if Laurie Daly has the kahunas to pick him.
I'll spray him if he doesn't.
Yeah, I agree. As a New South Wales fan, I'd love to see May playing Origin. Anyway, it's still the question is, who are you targeting over the Origin period to keep the consistent big man scores rolling in?
Oh, Adam Fanua Blake's the guy. Joe
Oh,
Tarponi's the other guy.
Tarponet, yeah. Tarponet's averaging almost 80.
Yeah, it's freaking
Okay.
genius.
AFB plays 12 and 15. Tarponet plays them all, 12, 15, and 18. He's a must.
He's like
Oh, I don't know if he's a
750K though.
must.
Origin.
But he's 750K. That's a lot
Yeah,
of
so
money
what
for a front
are you going
rower.
to keep Payne over all that time?
You only need
Probably.
13 players. You only need 13 players in your team. You don't
Yeah.
need.
Decent players. I had shit players last year, and it didn't go well. Sean Lane and the like.
I don't know if I want to use trades getting Payne Haas out for Joe Tarponet and then having
Actually
that
like
in.
my front row this year. I don't want to waste trades going up
Yeah.
and
I quite
back
like my front row as well, and I think the fact that you can have Tino down in your 2RF, I think you can really front row, maybe make a trade and then bring Payne back in after Origin once we see if he's going to have a break over Origin and after Origin and things like that, because surely he's got to play pretty decent minutes in Origin. He's not going to back up
No, he's
after every
definitely back
game.
up. Madge will let him know that he's got a backup. No option.
The other one that I thought who's gone well till last week was Toby Couchman. He doesn't play around 12, but plays 15 and 18. So he's a guy that you might be able to bring in. He's not as expensive as Tarponet, but he still gives you usually pretty consistent, like 48 on the weekend was his lowest, but they
Big
spent a
Red.
fair bit of time under the posts.
If Big Red doesn't play Origin, you just keep him as well.
Absolutely, because he plays all the major buy-rounds as well. So, and that's probably what you've got to look at. I haven't looked at when they don't, like the minor buy-rounds that Cam if when Canberra have their buys. If you have too many Canberra players, you might
Yeah,
struggle to field a team when you've
see,
got to get the 17.
I'd much rather have Adonfanil Blake 100K cheaper than Tarponet.
Yeah, I agree. I think
What about
Adam.
if you go someone like Xavier Willison if he gets the edge spot? He's cheap.
Isn't a bad call because if Haas doesn't play, he gets pretty good minutes, and he's shown that he can
He's
score
playing,
pretty
if
well.
he's playing, if Madge keeps him on an edge too, because he's only like 480K.
Is now.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Changed my trade plans. I didn't realise he was so cheap. I thought he was in the 500s.
He's only a front rower though.
Yeah, only front row.
That's fine.
Probably gets dual whenever, round 12, whatever it is, but.
Absolutely. All right. Tackle four is Gutho a sell this week? Still has some value, so I can get to Teddy or Drinkwater pretty easily. Last 3 weeks, their attack has been poor, and skip Gutho out, or is he still the king? That's from Aldi.
Never was the king, mate. Never was.
He did say, I'm going to throw this bit in just regards his reaction, and I think he got exactly the reaction he was hoping for. And you said a comment before that Aldi's going all right this year.
Oh yeah, Aldi actually is going all right. It must have been all that good advice he got in the preseason. Kept texting me all the time, so.
So he's really just milked you for all you're worth, and he's where's he coming? Is he
Don't know. Heaps better than me, so good on him.
like in the top 5,000? Aldi, reach out, let us
I
know.
also said it can't last. He's bound to fuck up
Last.
eventually.
Like the Tigers, you reckon? Just fade
Yeah,
away.
that's right. That's right.
I think his team name is Tigers Top Four or something, isn't it?
Yes, something stupid. He's got like a orange and black friggin' shield. Can't miss it.
I know your response will be, Guardian trainer, your response will be you should never have bought him and you shouldn't own him. But on a serious note, if you had him this week, is this the week to cut him? And would you go to Drinky or Teddy?
Yeah, 100%. Oh, well, I mean, not 100% because they're playing the Tigers, but if you get Tedesco in, I'll be getting Tedesco in.
Any concerns that Tedesco plays Origin?
Nope.
I think it's just going to, it's Edwards. Absolutely.
Yep.
Guardsy, your thoughts?
He shouldn't play Origin, but as I said, Laurie Daly's a bit of a imbecile, so he could just fuck everything
Bit of
up.
a Laurie Daly man, isn't he, Tedesco? Yeah. Like, he does like him.
Laurie Daly came out and said, "I'll be picking team on form," which could mean fucking anything.
Born from what year?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mark, what are your thoughts on Gutho? Do you still own him?
I still own him, yeah. And I haven't got him in my trade plans at the moment.
Fairly high break even, 130 odd,
Yeah,
I
I
think.
know. I was tossing up earlier in the week about switching him out to Tedesco. That's what you have the money there for, though, isn't it? So,
Yep.
yeah, it could still happen. Could
Yeah.
still happen.
I'm well on the fence as a Gutho owner. I'm fairly well on the fence. I'll get back about what I paid for him. I think I might make about 5 grand or something like that. I think I picked him up when he was about 695. He's now at 705 or something. So I'm going to make about 5 or 10 grand on Gutho. I've got one decent score out of him. I haven't got many, so I just don't know. I don't know if that's the play. I feel like if I buy Teddy this week or Drinkwater will go sub 70 and break my heart for the next 6 weeks, and you blokes will all be spraying me. Or I'll get Teddy, and then Laurie Daly in 2 weeks will come out and say, Teddy's my man. He's going to play fullback, and I'll just be livid again. So I almost think it's better to do nothing.
I guess the only thing with Tedesco is he doesn't play next week.
No, and that's the thing as well.
You've
So,
got 900 or whatever thousand million dollars he's worth these days on your pine next week doing fuck all.
yeah, that's what I didn't feel good about as well. So, anyway.
What if you still got Gutherson and Ponga?
Yeah, I've got them both.
Asking for a friend.
Well, I'm the friend because I've got both of
Bloody
them
do.
cowards as well. I'm just hoping for a double from each and 100 in my week to get 1450.
If we keep saying Ponga's got to come good eventually, surely it happens. We got to manifest it.
Do you own Ponga as well?
Yeah, I've got that useless headgear dog.
Oh, it's just hard work, isn't it?
I'd
But
rather have him than Gutherson, though. Fucking hell.
you imagine having both. How would you feel going into the weekend?
Yeah, no good. Gross.
How I feel. Okay, tackle five. This is from our mate Dom. Any merit in holding Jaden Campbell for another 4 weeks? That's due to come back round 12, but they don't play the first bye round, so it's round 13. 700 and something thousand. What's he worth? Seven.
Yeah, 700K. D depends on
700K.
your yeah, depends on your squad balance and depends on how many trades you got left.
Yeah, he also says there's something else. I didn't write it down, but yeah, that's a good point. He said probably have too many issues this week to bother trading this week, and then it gets a week closer. So, I mean, that's pretty good deduction that if he doesn't trade him this week, he's a week closer to coming back. Can't believe I didn't remember that part.
Like, put it this way, you can still score well with him sitting in your pine because
You did
most of us
last
did
week.
last week, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's most people's squads are pretty strong already. And I know having 700K there might seem like, oh no, you can't have it sitting there or whatever, but it's going to save you two trades by leaving him there. And
Is he someone you think you're going to want to get back if you traded him out?
well, that's exactly why I'm not trading him. Look at the averages of 5-8s. There's two blokes that sit 10 points above everyone else. Why would you trade one of them out?
The second bloke.
Munster and Campbell, both miles ahead of everyone.
Right. I haven't really looked because I don't like 5'8 that much. I don't worry too much
Me either,
about
which is it's kind of like front row. I don't want to fuck around wasting trade there.
it.
That's why I
I
got Munster
sold
in
him
the other
last
week. I
week.
was like, just get him in, set and forget. I don't want to see this anymore.
My concern is he's coming back from a pretty serious ankle injury. Will he be as good? Where are they going to play him? Is he going to stay in the same role? Is the same person going to be sitting next to him
Why
in the
would they
lineup?
change the he was everything for the Titans before he hurt his ankle. Why would they change that?
Him back because Dez is a fucking idiot.
Dez is an idiot, but I think he's given Jaden the keys of the kingdom, so
And the final tackle, Guardsy, over to you for Pod Squad. Who you got this week? Your Pod Squad last week included a certain Scott Drinkwater that went out and scored. What did he score? 134 or something?
132, yeah. And
132.
another member of the pod squad in Ronaldo scored 110.
Yes, right. He did.
Selwyn. Selwyn, yeah, looked pretty good. He even kicked some goals.
Yes,
That was
it
a G up.
Outstanding.
does.
So,
Kicking goals ahead of Katoni.
yeah, unbelievable. No one would have picked that.
No.
But anyway, my pod of the week is Ronaldo this week because I was very much hoping last week for him to score about 20 to drop a lot because his break even was like 90. Didn't happen for me, so a week too late. But he's at 500 and 564K and plays para.
Are you buying him?
Maybe.
Ooh, we'll
And
get to
another
that.
guy, another guy that I'm still high on, even though he didn't have a very good week, he got sin binned, but it's still Britton Nicara. Because of the bye coverage, he plays the 12 and the 15. He's still got a massive break even
Is
this
he down to
week.
400K yet? Because then I'll be
He's
interested.
like 550.
Yeah, he's getting there.
Well, he only scored 30 or something last week.
Who?
You're
Yeah, but he got sin binned. That's
He
what I'm
scored
saying.
about 30 every week this year.
Yeah, but he's due. I'm telling you.
He scored 60 with a try or something. That's like his best
He's
game he's had all
due,
year.
Matthew. Just let. But I'm still very high on Paul Alamotti too. So, a few guys, but the other guy I spoke about earlier was Tarpane, who's at 5% ownership, which is
Crazy
pretty.
low. That's got to increase.
It should over Origin. People trade. And then one to keep on the back burner was Ben Hunt, because he's at 380K. I think once Ezra comes back, he might move to hooker, and that could really help. So, yeah, Ben
Interesting.
Hunt's one to watch.
I've got a little sneaky one playing the Titans this week. Not a long-term play, but he could be a guy that gets you through Origin as well. He's a bit of a Mr. Fix It for the Dogs. Bailey Haywood, 2%, 300 and less than 350,000. Pretty low break even. So it's one that I wouldn't.
How long's Burton now for
One.
out? A week,
He
Dick.
only got a week, but Haywood played 60 minutes in the middle, pretty sure.
Yeah, Marnie only played. He only played 40 something minutes or
And
something.
when they started to look good,
Well,
Marnie was off.
it's not hard. Marnie's got terrible service.
all bad for him. He misses it, misses the tackles.
And loves a crash play. It's driving me mad when he's at para. Kill him.
Absolutely. All right, trade talk, boys. Guardsy, I'm very curious to know your trade plans this week now that you've been a bit aloof during your pod squad announcement.
All right.
Where are you going?
I've been tossing and turning about this all week. Because I've got the flex position where I'm currently got Billy Smith, it gives me plenty of options because I'm able to move Billy Smith up. So I'm trading out Horotti and Jenkins so far this week, but it could change. Could change. I've been tossing and changing things. Right now, it's Horotti and Jenkins out, and I'm bringing in Darby because he's going to make some cash, and I'm happy to use another trade later to trade him out because I love trades. And I needed the cash.
You'd have 3 or 4 boosts left too, wouldn't you?
Heaps of boosts left. And then I'm doing it, boys. I'm bringing my man, Ronaldo
Very good. You're a big
Mulitalo. The
cagey
coach feels
reformer.
right.
You knew all
It
along.
feels right.
Watch this bastard score 6 tries in the 3 games, 120
Well,
average.
I must admit, I've been eyeing this Sharks game for a few weeks now because I feel like against Parra, they could score very well.
Absolutely.
So, my man,
No, first
Ronaldo.
game of Magic Round, you could be laughing.
Oh. I might even throw the cheeky VC on him, but we'll see.
You don't. No. Trainer, where are you going? You're going as left field as that one?
Almost. I'm trading the same two blokes out at the moment. My plan was to bring in Sione Finau, the left winger for the Dragons, and Kiraz finally. But Finau's been punted, and I couldn't afford to do that anyway. I was going to be about 8K short. So at the moment, I have brought in the replacement left winger, Corey Allen, and Kiraz. I don't like it, to
I
be
don't like it, to
honest.
be
It's
honest.
it's a bit rogue, going very early on a potential cheapie, and question marks around his longevity in that position as well. So I don't know if I'm going to stick with that or not, but I don't know. Like, I know Kiraz is break even, still 81 this week. So I could dodge him, but I kind of want him against the Titans. So I don't know. I'm still a bit up in the air.
Is Allen's job security any good or not?
Well, I think he'll stay
I'm
there. Like, they've obviously punted Sione Finau for him, and there's no one else who can take that position, really.
Did
I
Cody
think
Ramsay ever
he was.
play on the wing? Yeah, he was dominating.
He only debuted, I think.
See, I've watched a couple of the Dragons New South Wales Cup games, and he is unbelievable. He looks like he's come, I don't know, from a rehab center because he is that skinny, but he
Yeah,
is
he's
just
still
so
a
much.
stick rake, isn't he?
He's just so much better than anyone else when he gets to New South Wales Cup. Like, it's ridiculous how good he actually looks as a footy player. If he can get a bit of beef on him, there's a reason why I think the Dragons have stuck with him, not just because he was the sick kid, but because he can actually play footy. So I know we always bag him about his shit leg tats. His legs are skinny, let's just be honest about it, but I would worry that if Allen comes on and he's very poor, that they'd probably just keep flicking till they find someone that's half decent. But he's
Well,
got
yeah,
his stuff, doesn't he? Yeah, well, that's true.
my other option is, well, basically not that I'm kind of just trying to facilitate getting Kiraz this week. Otherwise,
Good. Yeah, Kiraz is a good. Expensive than.
sorry, you cut out there.
I say Kiraz more expensive than Herbie Farmworth.
Nice, cheaper.
Was going to say you could potentially pick up Herbie this week because he's probably someone you want over the buys as well, I think, and you could do the trades.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I don't think I'm
I'll
going to be
play
able to
around.
afford
Can I
have
interest you
Herbie
in
and Kira.
Jesse Ramian?
Oh, instead of Kiraz.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I want Kiraz. He's my guy.
We should have got him earlier like I did.
He's going down in price. Why should I have got him earlier?
You're still going to get him if he's gone down in price.
It just depends. Well, I could risk it again and not have him this week against the Titans.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I don't
can you
like it
do that,
either.
please?
Do that.
That's not a curse anymore. I've got Kiraz as well. I'm the one you've got to worry about.
What about Selwyn Cobbo?
No, his buy coverage is dog shit. Broncos
Just
players'
bring him
buy
in for a
coverage is
couple of
rubbish.
weeks, mate. trade him out when
Which is what
Boswell.
you need to think about with your getting excited about Willison, Davison. They play one of the buys.
Guys, don't worry me.
They should worry you. It's your only chance at the moment, you idiot.
Got no chance. I'm
Xavier
so far before it doesn't
Savage.
matter. I'm just throwing darts. You wait to
Did you
hear
say
my trade.
Xavier Savage?
Yeah, bring him in.
Oh,
Plays the
Jesus
buy. Wait to
Christ.
hear my trade.
You'll see how much dart throwing I'm doing at the moment.
All right,
Mark.
enough of my ramble. Go, Michael.
No, Mark. Mark's
Yeah,
going.
May first. There you go. Jenkins is going out to somebody.
That's helpful for the
Yeah,
listeners.
I know, very helpful. Probably Robert Darby makes some money.
Bringing somebody
It's
in.
not heaps. Then I'll trade either Hubner or Cant out to McInnes because I've got Connor Watson in the hooker spot and I like that ability to flip them around. Watson's reach over the origin period is shithouse, so
Very bad. 3 out of 8 games or something
yeah.
if he plays Origin, so.
So it gives me that, or I still have a boost left, but I don't especially want to use it.
This week's pretty shit. I don't think it's the week to use a boost.
But I might hold one of those and I can go Gutherson to Tedesco or Gutherson to Carraz. Have Carraz down in the flex for a couple of weeks, so
You're not the worst.
that might be something that I look at doing instead.
Yeah, very good. All right, I'm getting Campbell out. Once I realised that he wasn't going to be back till round 13, I don't know if I'll get him back. I don't know how I'm going to play this anymore. I had great plans of conserving, but now I couldn't give two shits about conserving trades. If I run out when Guardsy runs out in round 20, so be it. So Campbell out, Jenkins out. I'm bringing in Dylan Lucas into the centre position and Jerome Luai at number 6.
Why are you like
Look
this?
back. Corresponding
Just
time
listen.
last year, Luai was a similar price after a 5 week run of outstanding scores. He was up to about 700,000. Here's my way of making plenty of ground, plenty of points. He's very pod, very low ownership.
There's a reason.
Yeah, I know, but can I interest you in.
Can we interest you in fucking listening to us?
No, I'm doing it. So that's what I'm doing this week. Captains and vice captains, boys. I haven't picked a captain. I think I've got one captain right this year. The other point I wanted to make, and I know that there's people that have said Turbo on the never again list, but Turbo actually looked all right.
No, fuck him.
Uninterested.
Yeah, I will be in a
What?
few weeks after
Why don't
Origin.
you just hold Jaden Campbell for one more week and then somehow get Latrell Mitchell in with some flexi action or something?
Latrell's still going to have a break even of about 8 million.
And Latrell's going
Next
to play Origin.
week. Yeah, true.
Really against this Jerome Luai, Jaden Campbell thing, aren't you?
Yes, because it's
So
stupidity.
dumb.
Haters gonna hate me.
Do you watch the Tigers play? There's a
Yeah.
reason he gets 30 every week.
I'm 8 grand away from Jenkins straight to Dylan Lucas, or else I'd just make one trade this week.
Yeah, it sucks to be 8K away, doesn't it? It's
Yeah,
doing
it
what you want
does.
to
It does. And I'd only make one trade this week, and that's all I would be doing. But it's look, okay. Maybe I won't go Jerome Luai in the end of the day, but at the moment I am. I feel like
He's talking a big game on the pod like usual, and then he'll chicken
bit of
shit out.
unrest. Yeah, I'll pussy out and probably make no trades, to be honest. I don't like any trades this week, so this is the week to save trades potentially. But anyway, captains and vice captains. I haven't got one right yet, so you'd like to take it away. I've got no idea.
Well, what have you called it? Or you, the year of the big man? Who plays first, May or Haas? Whichever plays first, I'll have the VC, and whichever plays second, I'll have the C for me.
Is that how boring you ever?
How boring I'm going to be.
I would.
I hate that.
Trainer?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I hate that.
But I love it. I
I'll
think
go
Dan's going to
boring.
do something similar.
I've got VC on Drinkwater because he's playing the Warriors and they're pretty shit when they're not in New Zealand and Suncorp's not in New Zealand, so Drinky could be all right. But that could change to Ronaldo. It probably will change to Ronaldo, let's be honest. And then I'm going to be boring with my captain because I don't like any captains this week, so I'm going to go Terrell May.
I'm going to wait and go VC on Sunday on Carraz 150 against the Titans. And
On
then
Sunday.
on Sunday,
Jeez. That's a
Say
long
Saturday.
time. Oh,
No.
I just said that's a long time to wait for a VC.
Yeah,
Who's
and
your
the
loop
Cleveland.
option?
So I've got some Derek in there that isn't playing.
And Garrick?
I don't own Garrick, but
Well, you
he's.
should.
No, I should. Fuck, I should own a lot of players. This is why I'm going so poorly. Which, now I feel like what everyone else feels like when I pick on them. And I might head to Pappy in the last game, my captain, because he
Against Canberra.
me dirty last week. Canberra
Well,
had heaps of points scored on them last week. The Titans put on 18 or something before they hit them. Melbourne could run away with this early if Canberra don't turn up. That's where I'm headed.
I'm leaning this very similar route as probably Guardsy, either VC, KP, or Drinky, I think.
In front of me for waiting till
Or it could
Sunday,
be
and you're going to
Nico.
VC KP.
Well, maybe. It's only a
Jesus
VC, who
Christ,
cares?
Jahn Luai scoring more than KP.
And then I could probably captain Tyrrell May or probably Tyrrell, to be honest.
Maybe I'll VC earlier in the game.
Earlier on.
Maybe I'll VC someone earlier in the week and Captain Carraz. I'm so confident Carraz is going to go well this week.
Stop stressing me out about getting him.
In for you, hasn't it? Right, Mark. Multi. Were you close last week?
No. One out of three last week.
Did you have a Roddy last week as well?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you would have
No,
got.
I had Nicara from the
Oh.
Sharks last week.
He got. There was a good tackle on him one on one that stopped him on a great line.
This week, what are we going? Guards will be happy. He doesn't care when I pick his blokes in the multi. He knows Ronaldo's going to score 8 tries against Parramatta.
Yeah.
So
Yes.
Ronaldo's in. I watched the second half of that Cowboys game, and Nanai looked a bit dangerous again. Drink water out there. So he got 2 last week. I think he'll get a try again. He was pretty juicy, over $3 for a time try scorer, and Katoni Staggs. I had that picked out before I realised that Casey McLean got dropped, but I'll stick with him with Katoni Staggs. Those three, $14.92, 17, 18 with a boost. Play the doubles in those as well. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Mark, because while you were away, you did get a good one at over 20 to 1.
I know.
And that's pretty much saved you this year because that gets you a long way in. 20 to 1. You've turned a profit for a long time at $5 bets with your 20 to 1 shot. And I believe Kevin sent a message and said, the one fucking week I don't get on. So, Kev, don't miss a week. It's that simple. Right, boys. Good chat. I feel like I've got a bit of work to do here because I don't feel love for my moves. You're all for Guardsy and his little pod squad, and I hope they work for him. Let's hope for a captain. That's all I'm hoping for this week. And I spoke to Dan this afternoon, and all he hopes for is a captain as well. He's gone Cleary last week. I think he had Haas when he had a low score, and I think he had Jerome Hughes when he got injured. So that's his last 3 weeks of captains, and he's still scoring better than me. So, captain's not everything, Dan. Anyway, thanks, boys. Ta-ta and farewell.